Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting on Monday, October 22nd, 2018. We are on the record at 1:34 p.m. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Sinigal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hoffman.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County, this court, as their representatives. We ask that you bless each family that's present here today. Bless all employees and staff and elected officials of Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to bless those fighting for our democracy overseas and domestically. We pray for all our law enforcement. We pray for all our citizens. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll go with item A under County Commissioners to consider and properly approve proclamation for the 16th Annual Harvest of Hope for Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas in honor of the Bordage family. Motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And whoever is going to speak on behalf, Carol, Mr. Maida. All right, the proclamation signed by the members of the court with the exception of Commissioner Weaver, whose father-in-law is having open heart surgery today. So he is out at the hospital. And it reads, whereas each day of the year, Catholic Charities help hundreds of people in Southeast Texas to make a definite impact on the clients served by providing 7 programs to people in need. And that assistance is based solely on the non-religious affiliation, race, or any other factor. And during the last fiscal year, Catholic Charities served 4,938 unduplicated individuals. And whereas Catholic Charity serves the hungry through the hospitality center, which serves an average of 100 people every day of the year, and a place where 36,407 meals were served in the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2018. Catholic Charities serves grieving children who have had the unfortunate experience of the death of a parent, brother, or sister through the Elijah's Place program. Whereas Catholic Charities helps the working poor, victims of domestic violence, the elderly, and the disabled through the counseling services program, through immigration legal assistance program, and provides financial education through the asset building case management program. Whereas Catholic Charities offers supportive case management and emergency financial assistance to those in distress due to personal tragedies, as well as natural or man-made disasters through the Disaster Response Program, and lends support and training resources to local church leaders and members attempting to organize local social justice ministry and community service through the Parish Social Ministry Program. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, to hereby proclaim Tuesday, November 6, 2018, as Harvest of Hope Recognition Day, and we encourage our citizens to support the 16th Annual Harvest of Hope event, which benefits and supports the programs and missions of Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas, signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Good afternoon, everyone. Judge, thank you so much for reading that proclamation, and thank you all to all of our Jefferson County Commissioners. Again, my name is Carol Fernandez, and I am the President and CEO of our local Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas, and it is truly an honor for me to be here today to receive this proclamation of recognizing the 16th Annual Harvest of Hope. And present with me today are Frank Maida, as you said. Frank is our co-chair for the event this year for the Harvest of Hope. Miss Loretta Gary, who is one of the 13 children of Marie and Denny Bordages, a family that we are honoring. And then we have committee members with us too, her daughter-in-law, Carol Gary, and then Linda Domino and Gina Winokur, who are also on the planning committee. So thank you all for being here with me today. And so, again, just on behalf of Catholic Charities, thank you for this proclamation because it does help us to increase awareness about the event, but really more so about the programs of Catholic Charities. As you know, all of the proceeds from Harvest of Hope will go to support those programs, and those programs are available to all people who are in need within our service area. the Bordage's family, you know, as we've been doing more and more research and preparing for Harvest of Hope, truly, truly a family that is dedicated and devoted to family, devoted to their faith, and devoted to service to the community. And so we're just so grateful that they are allowing us to acknowledge their contributions to our community. So I would step aside. Thank you again.
Thank you, Judge. And it's a pleasure to be in front of you. Never been in front of the Commissioner's Court. Practicing out here that long, and I can't believe this is my first time. But on behalf of Catholic Charities, my wife and I are the event chairs this year, currently tomorrow. And it's our distinct pleasure to accept this proclamation today on behalf of Catholic Charities in Southeast Texas. You know, I was talking a little bit earlier, and we've reached out to 840 families at this point. We're still serving families affected by Hurricane Harvey, trying to get them back in their homes. We reached 9 different counties in our service. So your support, your proclamation today benefited, and for our biggest fundraiser of the year, the Harvest of Hope, is greatly appreciated. Your interest, your support is very important to us, and I acknowledge that, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Someone else has joined your group. And... Well, he introduced you right before you walked in the door. Well, thank y'all so much for all that you do in the community. Without having... You may remain or you may go. Whatever is your pleasure. Carol, it will be framed here in about 2 days.
Thank you again.
Thanks so much. All right, returning to our items under purchasing, I may consider an approved execute receipt file in acceptance of an offer for invitation for bid for 3 parcels of land. Parcel number 1 being 217.892 acres. At section 263, abstract number 358, for the amount of $130,735. Parcel number 2 being 175.5 acres. Referring to plat volume 5, page 20D, number 19990462 34, for the amount of $131,625. Parcel number 3 being 162.9 acres. And a volume 5, page 20D, number 19990150300, the amount of $110,640. Skip over to B. Item C is to consider and approve execute receipt file renewal for a term contract with Gray Limestone, commonly referred to as 610 Base, with Mark Marriott Material, for a 4th and final 1 year renewal from November 20th, 2018 to November 19th, 2019. Item D is to consider and approve execute receipt file contract extension for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies in Jefferson County with Hygieia Enviro Clean Inc. for an additional 3 weeks to expire on November 28, 2018. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the county purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for emergency debris monitoring services for Jefferson County. F is consider and approve execute receipt file professional services agreement with Total Safety for abatement, technical specification, scope of work, and pre-bid walkthrough in preparation of demolition of hangar number 3 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum fee of $1,500. Hangar number 3 was damaged beyond repair by a military helicopter that collided with it during Hurricane Harvey. Item G is to consider and approve execute receipt file an agreement with Spectrum in Jefferson County for standard cable service for 4 digital receivers and television service in Jefferson County precinct number 2 at a cost of $67.95 per month. Item H is to consider and approve the return of 1 vehicle, a 2004 Ford Escape, and accept the new 2018 Ford Escape and no charge facility Ford for environmental control in accordance with good back contract. We have a motion on all items except for item B.
So second.
Moved and seconded.
Just had a couple questions.
On item E, Deb, was there anything that we need to discuss about you entering into discussion with the brief monitoring therapist.
No, we'll just go in with the lowest, I mean, the highest scoring one, and then see if we can come.
We went out for bid already, and you're saying you go into the.
To negotiations, yes, sir, with the highest score.
All right. Most remaining on items, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I have a question on F. $1,500 to, is this thing half torn down already or something?
Well, it has a big hole in it where the helicopter.
Yes, sir.
Hit it. This is for the to correctly tell the contractor how to dispose of the lead paint and asbestos is on the hangar itself to abate it when it's being demolished.
Okay.
Same thing we did when we tore down hangar 12, 10 years ago. But I would like to say, Judge, this did not occur during Harvey. It was December of 2017. I don't know how that last bit got on there.
We can remove that.
Okay. So noted. All right. We already voted. Let's go back to under purchasing item B, consider and approve award execution file contract janitorial service for Deputy County with Southeast Texas Building Services as shown on attachment. I have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hall. Discussion. So, Patrick, how much did this go up over last year's contract?
I believe the price on Southeast Texas was $544, somewhere in that neighborhood. And we currently have $383,000 budgeted across all the departments, so it's going to be an extra $161,000 over last year's amount for January.
Do we add any significant buildings or square footage to the contract?
I mean, you have to realize that this bid that we had was a five-year bid that we're just now exiting, and that price had kind of remained steadfast. So with the, you know, increase overall wages and supplies, you are going to see some increase. Even across the board, their current, what they proposed was over what they were currently charging.
I think the only thing we added would have been the port operated health facility, which we had enough and then we got moved out of that.
It's just, you know, pricing of staffing and supplies.
Right. We've added day quarters.
Yes.
But the day quarters was to solve a problem that was happening at night. And they've done that. I mean, you know, the calls have.
Now, at any point, like I say, we can do this for a year and see how it goes. When we get close to the year renewal, if we need to figure out another method of janitorial services or revamping our bid, we can do that and go out again for bid.
Yeah, I suggest we do that, just do it a year, but I think it needs to be looked closer, looked at closer, because that day quarter pretty much come up and clean up a mess that wasn't done at night, which is a problem.
And that's what we're having currently now. We're having some issues across the board about the cleaning and the satisfaction that nobody is.
Yep. I had calls, and I promise you, 10, 15 calls a day almost before we hit the day point.
Yeah,
now maybe one or two, and most of the time it's because of. So I just think we need to revisit this.
I think everybody needs, we have forums out there. Ema is our contact.
She's been great.
And she has been keeping up on all the complaints. But we need to be very diligent in looking at what this new contractor is doing and how things are going. And if we do see that this is not going for the price, then we need to revamp and rebid toward the first year renewal.
Totally. Yeah, do we have any other areas in the county other than this building that has a employee on staff that actually monitors some of the work that's being done by the janitorial crew?
They are to be going to every site, sir.
Do the person in our maintenance department here.
Oh, no.
No.
No, I'm sorry, I thought you meant somebody from the janitorial.
No, no, no. Our maintenance, we have a nice person in our maintenance department.
Yeah, I don't, I can't speak for the other.
Okay. And the complaints of this building been as high as others?
We've had quite a few complaints very recently, especially, I think, because the current contractor believes they may be on way out.
Yeah.
But even before then, it's gone to the point where employees do not want to fill out the form.
Ms. Long, you caught this. You're coming.
Oh,
You had to.
It's gone to the point where employees no longer wish to fill out the form. They would rather call maintenance or myself. Occasionally, I get an email. And that's fine, I'll contact the vendor, but here downtown, I can tell you, we have a lot of issues. I know there's a high turnover, and that's kind of the nature of the business. Just within the sheriff's department, they're supposed to have a porter there half the day. She's not been showing up, and when she does, she brings her child with her, and that's a big no-no. So there are a lot of issues, and, you know, I don't know if we should. Obviously, it's getting a little better in Port Arthur, but I can tell you here in Beaumont, it's not. And the airport's had some issues. Steve's called me several times.
You know, Judge, I think I agree with what's been said about reviewing it. We need to start the process a little early, and we need to bring in those department heads now to make sure we're doing something most feasible for this county. And we may even need to look at some of the things that are planned on the plant. We may need to look at tweaking how we do business.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye, aye. Now we'll move on to County Auditor. I made it to approve fiscal year 2019 budget transfer for the tax office for replacement of a server in the amount of $2,483. And I made it to approve fiscal year 2019 budget amendment for Constable Precinct 2 for additional cost for minor equipment in the amount of $3,170. Item C is to consider approved fiscal year 2018 budget transfer amendment payroll accrual items. The tax schedule and item B is regular county bills check number 451981 through 452235. That motion don't need that.
Question, Judge, for the motion. So is minor equipment, what minor equipment? What is it?
Okay. Yeah, there's a
ASAP
equipment. No, you've got a siren, looks like a bed liner maybe, some window tint. About three items,
and
get you at
$3,100. But this is not a budget transfer, inner series coming out of contingency?
Right, they did not budget for it. The truck just came in.
The truck is in that one.
We didn't pay for the truck, huh?
They did not listen to order.
Bought in 18, the truck, the equipment didn't get ordered at last year's budget.
This year's budget.
And item D is consider authorizing county judge to execute fiscal year 2018 2018 Edward Burr Fern Justice Assistance Grant. Do I have a motion to move that as under county commission?
I'll motion all of them except that one for synagogue. Commissioner Arnold, I don't think he had, we haven't received ours yet.
We're all for that. I go to a special ed session.
Okay, we motion the whole thing.
I'll second.
All right, it's moved in second. Any discussion?
With the reserve.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is consider possible approval of overweight vehicle permit number 03-OW18 and attached road use agreement to valid declaration. Move heavy haul trailer rig equipment from an Aggie Road and Sound Lake Road in precinct one. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under sheriff's department, item A is consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Todd K. Richards for 34 years and 1 month of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And item B is consider possibly approve and authorize Sheriff Deputy Captain Todd Richardson's retirement to purchase the service handgun issued to him as a peak officer for the sum of $250 pursuant to the resolution of commission report as authorized by chapter 614.002, 614.051, and 614.053 of the Texas Government. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
This is a question. On the service guns, is different prices for different types of guns or something?
I think there were some that are more expensive than this one, and I think this must have been a revolver.
The handgun is based, the handgun is part of the resolution of $250. That's what's set by the resolution. The courts
that. Right. Yeah, so we wouldn't have to value all of them.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board or elected official wishes to bring the attention of the public without a
meeting? A reminder that we need everybody to go out and catch their votes. I voted today. I hope I see this sticker on everybody else until the end of the early voting or after the voting day. So please use your civil duty and go vote.
I did throw that. Got mine on.
We are.